Welcome to Stork Science World. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to make your scientific journey smoother.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some fascinating research about a specific helicase that's making waves in the world of cancer research, specifically in Ewing sarcoma. This is hot off the press from Nucleic Acids Research.
That's right, Alex. We're looking at a paper titled DHX9 Helicase Impacts on Splicing Decisions by Modulating U2SNRNP Recruitment in Ewing Sarcoma Cells. It was just published in February 2025, so this is really cutting-edge stuff.
I know that title is a mouthful, but stick with us because this research has some really important implications for understanding cancer mechanisms and potentially developing new treatments.
So before we dive into the details, let's give our listeners some context. Ewing sarcoma is an aggressive type of bone and soft tissue cancer that primarily affects children and young adults. It's caused by specific chromosomal translocations, basically pieces of different chromosomes that swap places.
Right, and in about 85% of Ewing sarcoma cases, there's a specific translocation between chromosomes 11 and 22. Creating what's called the EWS-FLI1 fusion protein. This fusion protein drives the cancer by changing how genes are expressed and how RNA is spliced.
And that's where DHX9 comes into the picture. It's a helicase, an enzyme that unwinds DNA or RNA. And previous research has shown that it interacts with that EWS-FLI1 fusion protein we just mentioned. But what this new study reveals is exactly how DHX9 affects splicing in these cancer cells.
Jamie, I'm really excited about this study because it helps connect some dots. We've known that DHX9 is important in Ewing sarcoma, but this paper gives us a much clearer picture of the mechanism. And that's crucial because understanding the mechanism is often the first step toward developing targeted therapies.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is that there's already a clinical trial using a drug called TK216 that targets the interaction between EWS-FLI1 and DHX9. So this research could help explain why that drug works and potentially lead to improvements.
So let's break down what the researchers actually did. They used RNA sequencing to identify genes whose splicing is affected by DHX9 in Ewing sarcoma cells. They found that when they reduced DHX9 levels, it changed the splicing patterns of many cancer-relevant genes.
And what's splicing again? I think it might be helpful to remind our listeners.
Great point. So splicing is the process where cells edit RNA after it's transcribed from DNA, but before it's translated into protein. Our genes contain both coding regions, called exons, and non-coding regions, called introns. During splicing, the introns are removed and the exons are joined together. But importantly, sometimes certain exons can be included or excluded, creating different protein variants.
Right. And that's called alternative splicing. It's a way for cells to create different protein variants from the same gene. In cancer, this process often goes awry, producing protein variants that promote tumor growth and spread.
Exactly. So what these researchers found is that DHX9 affects how the spliceosome, that's the cellular machinery that performs splicing, assembles on certain pre-mRNAs. Specifically, it impacts the recruitment of something called the U2SNRNP to the pre-mRNA.
And the U2SNRNP is crucial for recognizing where splicing should occur, right?
That's right. The U2SNRNP binds to a specific sequence in the intron called the branch site, which is an essential step in the splicing process. Without proper U2SNRNP recruitment, splicing can't proceed correctly.
What I found fascinating is that the researchers identified specific features of the exons that are sensitive to DHX9 levels. These exons tend to have shorter flanking introns and contain binding sites for other splicing regulators like HNRNPC and TIA1.
Yes, and they focused particularly on one gene called CTTN, which encodes a protein called cortactin. This is where things get really interesting, because cortactin plays a key role in cell migration and tumor invasion.
Oh, that's such a great example to highlight. So cortactin is involved in organizing the actin cytoskeleton, which is essentially the structural framework that allows cells to move and change shape. And the alternative splicing of the CTTN gene, specifically whether exon 11 is included or not, affects how cells migrate.
Right, and this is particularly relevant for cancer, because cell migration is a key step in metastasis when cancer spreads from one part of the body to another. The researchers showed that when they reduced DHX9 levels, it changed the splicing of CTTN, which in turn affected how the Ewing sarcoma cells migrated.
And they didn't just stop at cell culture experiments. They also looked at tumor growth in mice and found that reducing DHX9 levels significantly decreased tumor growth. That's pretty compelling evidence that DHX9 is important for the aggressive behavior of Ewing sarcoma.
Absolutely. And what's particularly exciting about this work is that it identifies DHX9 as a potential therapeutic target. If we can develop drugs that specifically inhibit DHX9 or its interaction with the spliceosome, we might be able to reduce the aggressiveness of Ewing sarcoma.
I think that's a really important point, Alex. Despite advances in treatment, the prognosis for many Ewing sarcoma patients remains poor. So finding new therapeutic targets is crucial for improving outcomes.
Definitely. And this research also contributes to our broader understanding of how alternative splicing is regulated in cancer. The mechanisms they've uncovered might be relevant for other types of cancer too.
You know, what I find really impressive about this study is how they combine different approaches. Transcriptome analysis, biochemical experiments, and in vivo studies to build a comprehensive picture of DHX9's role in splicing and cancer progression.
Absolutely. And it's worth noting that this research was led by Maria Paola Perinetto at the University of Rome and included contributions from several Italian research institutions. It's a great example of collaborative science tackling an important medical problem.
Well, I think we've covered the main findings of this fascinating paper. To sum up, DHX9 plays a crucial role in regulating alternative splicing in Ewing sarcoma cells by affecting U2SNRNP recruitment. This impacts genes involved in cell migration and tumor growth, making DHX9 a promising therapeutic target.
That's a great summary, Jamie. And just to emphasize again, this research helps explain why targeting the interaction between DHX9 and the EWSFLI1 fusion protein, which is already being tested in clinical trials, might be effective against Ewing sarcoma. It's exciting to see basic mechanistic research that has such clear clinical relevance.
Absolutely. And that wraps up our discussion of this groundbreaking research on DHX9 and splicing in Ewing sarcoma. If you're interested in reading the full paper, you can find it in Nucleic Acids Research, and we'll include a link in our show notes.
Thanks for joining us on Stork Science World. We'll be back next week with another fascinating dive into recent scientific discoveries. Until then, stay curious.